Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here. Ever feel like your job life bleeds into every other aspect of your existence? Like work emails are haunting you at dinner or Monday mornings hit you with the force of a thousand suns? You're not alone. We live in a world where always on is often expected, and that can seriously mess with our mental well-being. But guess what? There's a way to reclaim your time, your energy, and your sanity. Today we're diving into the power of setting healthy boundaries in your career, because saying no sometimes is actually the key to unlocking a more fulfilling life both inside and outside the office. Let's be real, boundaries are like invisible fences that define what's acceptable and what's not. When it comes to work, they help us protect our time, energy, and mental space. Think of them as your personal superpower against burnout, stress, and that constant feeling of being overwhelmed. Now, setting boundaries doesn't mean becoming a hermit or suddenly hating your job. It's about creating a framework that respects your needs while still allowing you to be successful and engaged in your career. Here are 5 powerful tools to help you establish those healthy boundaries. 1. Know your limits. This is the foundation, folks. Figure out what drains your energy, what makes you feel stressed, and what simply isn't negotiable. Maybe it's responding to emails after a certain hour, taking on extra projects that aren't aligned with your goals, or feeling pressured to constantly be available. Understanding your limits is like knowing your own personal fuel gauge you need to refill before you run out of steam. 2. Communicate clearly. Don't expect people to read your mind. Once you know your boundaries, it's time to communicate them clearly and respectfully. This could be as simple as saying, "I'm happy to help with that, but I won't be able to start until after time, or my focus is on completing these projects right now, so I need to prioritize my time accordingly." Remember, clear communication prevents misunderstandings and sets expectations from the get-go. 3. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, I know. But saying no sometimes is actually a powerful act of self-care. It shows that you value your time, energy, and priorities. And trust me, learning to say no gracefully doesn't mean becoming a jerk. It's about being assertive while still being respectful. 4. Schedule your breaks. Don't wait until you're completely burnt out to take a break. Schedule regular breaks into your day, even short ones, to recharge and clear your head. Get up and move, step outside for some fresh air, listen to a few songs, or simply close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Those little moments of respite can make a huge difference in your overall productivity and well-being. 5. Protect your weekend. This is non-negotiable. Make it a rule to disconnect from work on weekends. No checking emails, no taking calls, no thinking about projects. Use that time to recharge, spend time with loved ones, pursue your hobbies, or simply relax and enjoy being off the clock. Okay, let's talk real life. Imagine this. It's Friday afternoon, you've just finished a grueling week at work, and your boss sends you an email asking for that report you just finished yesterday but with some last-minute changes. You feel that familiar tug of obligation, the "I should probably just do it" feeling creeping in. But here's where those boundaries come in handy. You take a deep breath, remember all the effort you put into that report already, and politely reply. "I understand this is urgent, but I completed the original report yesterday according to our agreed-upon deadline. Perhaps we can discuss these changes further on Monday morning when I'm back in the office." See, saying no doesn't have to be a battle. It's about being assertive, clear, and respectful while still prioritizing your well-being. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's essential. It allows you to show up as your best self in all areas of your life, both personally and professionally. Start small, experiment with different approaches, and be patient with yourself. The key is consistency. The more you practice setting those healthy boundaries, the easier it will become, and the more rewarding your work-life balance will be. So go out there and create that space for yourself. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little boundary boost, and let me know what strategies you find most helpful on social media. Until next time, keep it real, keep it balanced, and remember, you deserve a fulfilling life both inside and outside the office.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.